In the ancient lore of Norse paganism, the terrifying figure of Fenrir, the monstrous wolf, looms large. Born from the union of the shape, shifting trickster, God, Loki, and the fearsome giantess, Angrbotha, Fenrir was no ordinary creature. His size and strength increased with each passing day, sowing unease among the Aesir gods in Asgard. Knowing a prophecy that Fenrir was destined to cause great harm and bring about Ragnarok, the end of the world, the gods decided to contain this burgeoning threat. They commissioned the dwarves, master smiths of the cosmos, to create a chain that could not be broken called Gleipnir. However, Fenrir was no fool. Sensing the gods' intentions, he agreed to be bound only if one of the gods placed their hand in his mouth as a show of trust. It was the brave war god Tyr who stepped forward, placing his hand in Fenrir's gaping jaws. As Gleipnir tightened around Fenrir, the beast realized he had been tricked. In his rage and betrayal, Fenrir bit off Tyr's hand, marking the god with a lifelong symbol of his sacrifice. Yet despite his bindings, Fenrir's destiny remained unaltered. It is foretold that during Ragnarok, Fenrir would break free, consuming everything in his path, including the mighty Odin. This chilling prophecy underlines the essence of Fenrir's story, a tale of fate, fear, and the inevitable march towards Ragnarok. Following his binding, Fenrir's presence became a haunting reminder of the approaching cataclysm. A creature of colossal power, he was confined, yet his destiny was inseparable from the doom of the gods. The tale of Fenrir reflected the Norse understanding of a cyclic cosmos, an existence punctuated by creation, preservation, and inevitable destruction. As the signs of Ragnarok began to surface, the gods' anxiety grew. The prophesied moment arrived when the chains of Gleipnir snapped, releasing Fenrir from his forced restraint. His freedom marked the beginning of the end. Unleashing his pent-up fury, Fenrir's jaws stretched from the earth to the sky, consuming all that stood in his path. The most poignant moment of this end-time battle was the fatal encounter between Fenrir and Odin. In their clash, Fenrir fulfilled the prophecy, swallowing the Allfather, marking a significant turning point in the Battle of Ragnarok. However, this victory was short-lived, as Odin's son Vidar avenged his father's death. In an act of poetic justice, Vidar, using his specially made shoe, stepped on Fenrir's lower jaw and with his hands tore the wolf's mouth apart, putting an end to the creature's reign of terror. It serves as a testament to the belief that even the gods cannot escape their fate. A crucial aspect of the richly layered Norse cosmology. If you enjoyed this small tale, please give a like and subscribe to Mimir as well. Also comment below letting him know which tale you would love to hear next.